And so then we did, I can remember also that one, having to leave that Tremorpa warehouse. I was often the last person to leave. And I had this little blue rucksack, fabric rucksack at the time. I used to have to take all the money home with me from there in this, it weighed a ton. From Tremorpa into Splott with a rucksack of money at about 3 o'clock in the morning. It was some of the scariest, sort of, I didn't feel too safe. I couldn't have run with that amount of weight on my back, and I was pissed anyway. And then we had to go round to where Alison was in a house in Rose Park, which was by the side of Rose Park, which was our production office at the time for some reason. And count it all in the morning. And every day, Alison went, "Oh, there's more than ever today." And I said, "I know, I had to carry it here. It got heavier last night."
Oh, I bet there was a few recounts going on there then, especially with hangovers then, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and I don't think we had a coin counter or anything. We couldn't have afforded a coin counter in them days. yeah, but I think, you know, it did pretty well, that bar, and the income we raised.
It was excellent because it gave you the chance, you guys, to actually make some money and put it back into the company, which is trying to get an investment is very difficult. So that was a perfect opportunity for you guys to make some money, reinvest it, and it was all above board, so it was all accounted for, and it was all charitable anyway. So
Yeah.
there's not a lot the tax man could do about that.
No, it was good that we had that income in those days. And then, of course, we did the big bar, the big tent in Coopersfield. That was, it seemed, I think they probably got bigger and bigger, didn't they, these bars? But we got more practice.
Yeah, that's when we actually knew what we were doing in
Yeah, we
this.
knew what we were
Yeah,
doing. We had a
we.
proper bar
Oh,
and
yeah,
everything
we
for
picked out
that
from
one.
Bath, didn't we? We went to
We did.
we went to Bath, and there was a guy there who said, "Oh yes, we've got a bar out
And we
back here."
backed the Mercedes into that little
That's right.
hole, didn't we? And we picked up fridges and
Ice machines.
ice
A lot of work.
machines. Yeah,
A lot of work.
pipes, air.
I was just thinking, God, we've got to go back and empty this van now and set it all up. Something
That's
to look
right,
forward
it was
to.
full of
I remember you coming over the Severn Bridge and the guy tried to charge you on the tolls, and you were like, "No, I live in here. This is my living accommodation." And he's like, Yeah, honestly, you can open up and have a look." And he was just like, "Yeah, just go. I'm not wasting any more time on you." So we blagged about £6 there, I think, £7 at the
He's got a cooker
time.
somewhere. Here it is, look.
Make smoke, make smoke. Yeah, so that was fun.
So, you know, what have you seen recently that NoFit State have done then? Why, you know, what's good about them now?
I think it's because they're still active. They're still involved in communities. They're still drawing in young people. I mean, considering you guys have been going for what, nearly 30 years now. So the kids you started with 30 years ago are obviously adults now, and their children are involved, and so you're still progressing. You're still moving forward, which is a good thing. And you're still actually getting the interest from the public. I mean, I was finishing work at the hospital one evening. It was people on the bus stop who worked alongside me. "Well, where are you going?" "Oh, we're off to the circus." "What circus?" "Oh, we're going to see NoFit State." And a little smile came to my face, and I thought, "Well, good. I'm glad they're still flourishing. I'm still glad they're still going." And I work with these guys, and I try to. Yeah, I know NoFit, know them all very well, you know. I thought, no,
Just
I'll leave
leave
it.
it at that,
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. And it just brought a little smile to my face,
Yeah,
thinking, good.
yeah. So I think the last time we saw each other was at the party here, wasn't it?
The 25th
When I was
party.
still doing the bar for some reason,
Yeah,
I
he was still roped in.
yeah,
Yeah.
doing the bar. So is there anything else? I mean, we talked about the chair move. Is there anything? Were they behaving outrageously in any other
respect? They used to dance to my poor DJ. He was horrendous. I mean, I always remember Tim and Ali. They used to come in and they used to, not verbally rip into him, but actually dance horrendous to him. And this guy thought he was really good because these guys were dancing. But they weren't. They were just being really sarcastic towards him. And that's one reason why they come in the Tread, to listen to the horrendous music, I was told. So, fine. So I booked him every week to piss him off.
Were you part of that dancing group, Toby?
I hope not.
So anything else come to mind? Any other funny stories?
Well, just when he met the boys from the back.
Yeah.
You know, they got on quite well.
In the Skittle Alley?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All of a sudden, No Fit State was up for Skittles for some reason. I don't know why. But very enthusiastic. Very enthusiastic. And it came to a point where he used to bring along their bowling balls as well, which was really impressive. So, yeah. You got on quite well with the local lads. No Fit State, which was good to see because they, you know, when you go into some of these pubs, local pubs, you think, ooh, you know, you've got that dread, haven't you? And you think, oh, you know, are we out of place? And no, you fit it in brilliant, all of you.